So I'm in Foyles, and I'm standing in the photography section with the book buyer.
Yes, my name's Mahara Gill, and I'm the art buyer for Foyles in Charing Cross Road.
You are the biggest bookshop in the world, or in London?
I'd say in terms of size for the number of publications we have, I strongly suspect we are the largest bookstore in London, yes.
So anyway, for such a big bookshop, you have an awful lot of small and self-published books, books that are probably just bought in by the people that made them.
Yes. Some of them we source ourselves. For example, with Cafe Royal Books, I saw on an international distributor's website called Motta that there were a couple advertised on there, and then they referred me direct to the publisher. And quite often, for the rest of the titles, we do get people come in and show us their titles physically into the shop, and then we decide whether to purchase them or not.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been working here since 2000, so 13 years.
Wow, so you really know the business. It's changed an awful lot in 13 years.
Yes.
Could you describe what the changes have been?
Changes, I would say, a lot of a bigger move into self-publishing, particularly now, as I think it is possibly a bit easier for people to produce self-published photo books, especially with digital media. And marketing and social media helps a lot in this regard. Whereas before, I think it was a lot more difficult. And certainly when I started, there was a lot of, it was very much a large publisher, mainstream title focus. So Stardoll, Bialetti, Thames and Hudson, Schirmer. So all the classic publications you would expect.
I'd like to show me round, actually. I mean,
yes. Here is where we keep all the self-published titles, but because they are often quite slim in size, I think it's better to keep them as face out or display, or keep them as tangible as possible so people can actually pick them up and have a look through them. And also I think it's useful sometimes to have a bit of introduction to the titles, just explaining either the publisher or their ethos or the idea behind their range.
You've got almost floor-to-ceiling shelving dedicated mostly to Café Royal
yes,
books.
Yeah.
Is that just a temporary thing, or is it?
It started off as a temporary thing. Initially, when I ordered their titles in, I think I only tried out about two or three. Since then, Craig has been producing, I'd say, books possibly every week, and it's expanded in relation to the customer demand. I was ordering very small quantities in the beginning, but now I'm having to order a bit more just to ensure that we don't sell out of titles that quickly.
In the past, self-publishing would have had the taint of being a bit of vanity publishing, but
yeah.
This is a commercial business.
I'd say now, certainly looking at the publishers we have now, it is a commercial enterprise. I'd say pretty much everybody comes to me, says on their first publication, it is they're trying to get their work out there, and it's probably a loss-making exercise. But once they've got into the scheme of things and started producing more and more titles, then I think they're starting to work and think commercially. And you can see it's obviously becoming a success, and it's starting to leap off as well.
So next to the self-published, the couple of shelves of self-published, we've got a glass case that you...
Yes.
You can't get your dirty paws on.
Yeah.
And what's in here?
This is mostly, before we used to keep it for the very large books, but we're getting more and more signed editions in. And a couple of titles which are quite delicate first edition titles, which we want to try and keep in pristine condition. But obviously if a customer comes in, we'll open it up and they can have a look inside. The latest things we've got are from M Publishing, the Dado Moriyamas. And there's a publisher in Paris, Bassard Editions. And these are quite nice. We've got some on display here where he puts a Polaroid or a silver gelatin print at the beginning and signs each edition as well. So there's some in there and some on display. But it's kind of a showcase, I'd say, for the more unusual things that you possibly may not see in the shelves, either because the spines are in Japanese, so we can't exactly file them by author, or they're very slim, or they're very delicate.
So in the past, this was the kind of thing that you got in specialist bookshop, but this is part of your core business now?
Yes, but I think the difference is that we don't get in second-hand or out-of-print titles. Everything we source is new.
And do you spend a lot of time going to try and find the obscure item?
I'd say I generally source titles through magazines and looking through the internet and newspapers, but I rely a lot on word of mouth. So one publisher will come in and then they'll say, hey, I saw this book by another publisher and so forth. So a lot of it is by word of mouth. I don't tend to go to fairs very much. I haven't attended Paris Photo this year, but I do occasionally go to the larger sort of London Art Book Fair, for example, the London Book Fair for the mainstream stuff. But a lot of it is just keeping up to date with media and reading papers and magazines. Overall, since I've worked here, I'd say the photography side of the business, and I think this would probably apply just in general, not just to foils, has expanded.
By what degree?
It's very difficult to put it percentage-wise, but I think in terms of sales, it probably has gone up by something like 20 or 30% over the past 10 years. But as I think that also reflects as a subject, people are more interested in it now, and it is easily accessible. Whereas fine art, for example, you come in, you look for a specific artist. People don't tend to browse so much, but whereas with photography, it's a very broad-based subject at the same time as being quite specialised. So if you're a customer, you're just looking for something, a particular image, you could be quite happy just browsing for the next 3 or 4 hours and spending half a day here just looking for material.
Now, your expectation a few years ago would be that the internet would kill the bookshops. But your experience is, you're one of the grandest bookshops, and your experience is the opposite.
Yes, but one thing I've noticed is that with self-publishing, and if someone does come to me with a book, I would advise them, if you do get an ISBN, it does give it websites the ability to list it online quite easily, and if you register it with Nielsen's Book Data, for example, in which case it will appear on a lot of websites. It's a two-way market. The internet side of the business is growing, and I've seen that. The good thing about self-published and independent publishers is that they will sell to specific places. Customers have to kind of come in, look at the books physically. So a little bit of a niche market there, but it's keeping the book business alive.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.